From the Dublin News Centre, this is 98FM. First for Dublin News.
At 5, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. After 4 years of false starts, fading hopes and frustration, Ibrahim Halawa is coming home to Dublin. The 21-year-old, who's been in prison in Egypt since being arrested at a protest in Cairo, has been cleared of all charges against him. 98FM's Stephanie Grogan, who's been following the story all along, was with Ibrahim's family in Fir House this afternoon when they heard the verdict being delivered.
There are plenty of tears, hugs and excited phone calls here in Fir House this evening following the innocent verdict. After 4 years of missed family occasions and the births of nieces and nephews, Ibrahim Halawa is finally coming home. He's been locked up in an Egyptian jail since August 2013 after being arrested during a political protest. His sisters Samaya and Fatima are struggling to take it all in.
I just can't express how happy we are. We just couldn't stop crying the minute we heard the news. It feels so surreal that we're living this moment and that he's finally going to be home. I'm sorry.
No, it's so emotional for you.
Yeah.
The president, the Taoiseach and politicians from across the divide have all welcomed the verdict. While in Cairo, Ibrahim himself had tears in his eyes and gave a smile when he heard he would soon be a free man. His four-year-old niece Aisha can't wait to see him. She was just a few months old when he was arrested.
I love Ibrahim. I can't wait till he come home.
98FM. First for Dublin News.
You can read more on Ibrahim's acquittal on 98FM.com. A hero's welcome awaits the Dublin team as thousands of fans are expected at Smithfield Square this evening. The team are due to arrive at 6:30. The City Council's urging people to take public transport. 98FM's Trish Laverty has more.
Dublin are again the champions.
The Dubs with their hands on Sam again. Sam Maguire takes up residency in the county for the third year in a row. These locals determined to welcome him back this evening.
Absolutely buzzing. Dublin just proved it. They had it in the last few minutes.
One point. Brilliant. Brilliant match. Never knocked the Dubs. Never.
Dublin, don't know when they're beaten. I mean, a couple of minutes out and it was pin of the collar stuff and it was just fantastic to see.
It was Dublin versus the rest of the country in a game against Mayo that came down to a free by Dean Rock. The footballer proving as solid as his name. His father, Barney, also unfazed by the pressure.
Certainly on that end of it, you know, I had no doubt that he had it in him to kick it over the bar.
This evening's celebration in Smithfield is a family-friendly affair. One footballer's family friend, Anne O'Connor, played a significant role in the team's development.
I met Jack McCaffrey many years ago when he was only coming into this world. I'm a midwife in the Rotunda Hospital and I looked after his mum and dad and I delivered Jack into this world. Great excitement, great result in the end, which mattered.
Yesterday's win was the most watched show on Irish TV so far this year, with 1.3 million people tuning in. This evening's celebrations are expected to reflect a team that earned an historic triple triumph. 98FM first for Dublin News.
And Stephen will have more in offtheball.com sport in a few minutes. The former manager of Rush Credit Union has effectively been banned from working in financial services. It follows an investigation into the North County Dublin branch, which was wound up last year. 98FM's Aideen Finnegan reports.
The central bank is restricting Anne Butterley from working in any position of responsibility in banking, investment advice or insurance. The credit union she ran in Rush went bust last year after a string of allegations and debts of over €2 million. There were questions around transactions and who were the winners of 15 cars bought for prize draws. The central bank says this investigation shows it has the power to hold individuals to account and not just firms. But personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, Charlie Weston, says that begs the question.
Why has the central bank not moved against bankers? After all, Rush Credit Union may have collapsed and gone bust and gone into liquidation, but it didn't bring the economy down. The banks brought the economy down, but we haven't seen any bankers banned from holding positions of responsibility.
The regulator says this case against Ms. Butterley is now closed, but other related investigations are ongoing. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
The boss of Ryanair has admitted the airline is clearly a mess. It's cancelling up to 50 flights a day for the next 6 weeks because of a cock-up planning pilots' holidays. Michael O'Leary says all affected passengers will be contacted.
What we have messed up is the allocation of holidays and trying to over-allocate holidays during September and October while we're still running most of the summer schedule and taking flight delays because of principally air traffic control and weather disruptions. I'm not trying to blame air traffic control or weather disruptions. The blame for this lies with us.
Affected Ryanair customers are being told they're entitled to refunds and compensation. Cathy Mannion is the Commissioner for Aviation Regulation.
First of all, Ryanair should be offering you the accommodation and those refreshments and access to a phone to make some calls. If you have gone looking for it and it's not available, then yes, you book those things. But be reasonable about it, and when you come home, claim those expenses from Ryanair.
Dublin Bus has created what's being called one of the most progressive policies on transgender inclusion. A new handbook has been given to staff with guidelines to help them understand trans issues in the workplace. And LinkedIn is creating 70 jobs in Dublin. It's hiring at its brand new headquarters, which have just been opened at Wilton Place. Offtheball.com Sport is next on 98FM. At five, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin, an Inchicore woman who watched on in horror as her neighbour's flat burned down last night, says it's the most shocking thing she's ever seen in her life.
Oh, she was screaming for help. She was screaming for help. It was awful.
A mother and her eight-year-old son are fighting for their lives after the blaze at Tyrone Place. 98FM Stephanie Grogan is at the scene with this report.
We ran out to the top balcony. We could see her screaming on the balcony, and she was screaming, help, please, help, help, help. Some guys in that block got a ladder and managed to get the mother out and the son. They couldn't get to the two children in the upstairs bedroom because the whole hall was on fire.
One local woman describing the scene of last night's devastating fire. Neighbours sprang into action when they heard the mum's cries for help. One man got a ladder while another reached across and pulled one of her children from her balcony onto his own.
The girl that lives a few doors down from me, she came running down, banging me door to ring a fire brigade.
Very nice lady, a nice family.
I just hope they're all kind of after as I got up there.
The mum, who's in her 30s, and her 8-year-old son are in a critical condition, while her 7-year-old daughter and 13-year-old son are being treated in hospital, but their injuries aren't as serious. Local TD Breed Smith is praising fire officers from stopping the blaze from spreading to the other flats.
It's a densely populated area, and had it spread, we could be looking at a really severe tragedy. In this case, it was confined, and hopefully the family that did suffer will recover.
98FM, first for Dublin News.
A manhunt is underway after the second murder in Dublin in a week. A fitness instructor from Lucan was shot dead in a car park in City West last night. 98FM's Trish Laverty reports.
It would appear that he was shot and was outside the car or fell outside the car or getting out of the car at the time.
Superintendent Peter Duff describing how John Gibson tried to run for his life after being shot several times last night. He was sitting in his car when he faced his killer, who had entered a car park at City West Shopping Centre. These people live and work nearby.
It was terrible, yeah. I just lived down in Fartestown there. I had all the commotion there, so...
Yeah, it was brutal.
Very scary. Kind of worried like that. There was kids kind of hanging around here last night. Anything could happen.
It's a sad situation. This is a nice area.
A VW caddy found burnt out in a nearby estate is being examined, and officers are also investigating if there's a link between the murder of Darren Nugent and Clondalkin last week, as the two were close friends.
No, we're not ruling anything out at this stage. Irrespective of any other fact, I think we've got to keep cognizance of the fact that a 28-year-old man died here last night, and two children today are left without a father.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses or anyone with information to contact them at Talagartha station. 98FM first for Dublin News.
The housing minister has announced a raft of new rules to help stop the cost of rent spiralling. Greystones is being added to the list of areas that are rent pressure zones, and landlords can no longer ask for more than 1 month's rent as a deposit. Owen Murphy says it's all part of a plan to give the Residential Tenancies Board more power.
A deposit protection scheme will be established, operated by the Residential Tenancies Board, to handle deposits and to manage disputes efficiently so that decisions are delivered and money is returned quickly. Under this new scheme, the RTB will also be able to define a deposit at 1 month's rent.
Well, as the housing crisis deepens, it's emerged that Taoiseach has objected to an apartment block being built near his home. Leo Varadkar has called the proposed four-storey development on the old Navan Road an affront to Castle Knock. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin's accused him of having a not-in-my-backyard attitude.
If you are saying high-rise is the answer, well, you can't very well then be opposing it in your own constituency. And I think it just illustrates that fundamental disconnect between the rhetoric and reality.
And finally this evening, a former Bohemians footballer is taking a momentous step forward.
Can't wait. Just get off this wheelchair and
walk with two legs.
Over a year after an accident, Santry man Stefan Balogh is today being fitted with a prosthetic leg. 98FM's Aideen Finnegan has more.
20-year-old Stefan Balogh says it's still his goal to play for Ireland despite losing his right leg below the knee. He's joined the Irish Amputee Football Association after a freak accident ended his Bohemians career. It happened when a glass door fell on him at his home in June of last year.
My leg went through the glass door and then I pulled it back out. My mum must have done more damage as well. Cut all my nerves, ligaments and the main artery.
Stefan's teammates rallied to support him and his medical costs, and the paths led to Kappa Hospital today where he's been fitted with his new prosthetic leg.
Can't wait, so excited. Back to walking.
Occupational therapist Sylvain Cosentino is walking him through how to fit it.
Make sure that the screw go into the lock.
Stefan says it's amazing to stand on his own 2 feet.
Just walking again, felt great. Kind of weird because you're looking at your two legs again.
Sylvain's confident Stefan can ditch the crutches in a matter of weeks.
Back to normal. That's my goal for Stefan, and I think that's his goal.
That gives him plenty of time to prepare his costume for Halloween next month.
I decided to dress up as a rower.
You can watch Stefan take his first steps now on 98FM.com.
At 6, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. A Ballyfermot woman says she's being fined because her bin company found 4 Toffee Pops in her recycling.
They said that they had video evidence that there was 4 Toffee Pop biscuits in the bin. My bins are kept in the front yard. The kids are using the bins constantly. I just don't see why I should have to pay this fine. I mean, anyone can put anything in anyone's bins. And they're outside.
A number of firms are now fining people if they find rubbish in the wrong bin. One of them, Greyhound, says it gives customers plenty of time to change their ways before issuing its €30 charge. Dublin City Councillor John Lyons says people can't watch their bins all day.
Where does the responsibility lie? If a private waste operator isn't going to collect the bin as they say they will early in the morning and they leave it for 10, 12 hours, then that just opens it up to the potential that bins are going to be contaminated.
A Clondalkin TD has called the doll a kip. Gino Kenny was voicing his upset that his bill to get medicinal cannabis legalised has been thrown out over legal difficulties. The Cian Corlea, Sean O'Farrell, was less than impressed with his choice of words.
To refer to the National Parliament as a kip would be to denigrate the entire democratic mandate that we have. It is beyond me why any member would want to be a member of a democratic institution that they consider a kip.
The EU is being asked to ban booze on all planes to Spain's party islands. Tourism bosses want flights within Europe that are heading to Ibiza and Magaluf to be dry. These passengers at Dublin Airport have been giving us their reaction.
You're paying me a flight, so why not?
Well, I just stock up before we go on board.
You'd have to have a drink when you're going on holidays.
A former Fair City actor has admitted assaulting his girlfriend in Ballymun. Patrick Fitzpatrick, who used to play Zumo, previously took part in a campaign for a domestic violence charity. Katrina Gleeson is with Safe Ireland.
We're delighted that the case has come to court, that there's been a plea, but we're saying clearly that in terms of men's role in raising awareness around domestic violence, it's critical as we go forward because it's everybody's business.
One of the most dangerous breeds of jellyfish have arrived along Dublin's coast. Signs and red flags near Sea Point are warning people to stay out of the water. Local councillor Cormac Devlin explains what makes the lion's mane so dangerous.
It's the type of sting itself, that the hairline tentacles are so long that they obviously spread out throughout the water. And last year there were 17 of these lion's mane jellyfish removed from the shoreline by the council.
Cigarettes thought to be worth €3.5 million have been seized by officers at Dublin Port. They were hidden in a container ship from Vietnam through Rotterdam last night. And Guinness wants to double the size of its gravity bar. 250 building jobs will be created if the Home of the Black Stuff gets approval for expansion plans. Here's 98FM's Aideen Finnegan.
16.5 million people have visited the Guinness storehouse since it opened to tourists back in 2000. The 7-story building is where yeast used to be added to the famous stout during the fermentation process. One of the most famous parts of the tour is the gravity bar on top, which has 360-degree views of the city. Subject to planning permission, it's to double in size so it can hold 500 people when the expansion is finished. CEO Paul Carthy says it will be an employment boost for the area too.
There will be 250 jobs initially with the building work,
And of course, it'll bring extra people into the area. And of course, as business increases, more jobs will be created over time.
As part of the 16 million euro refurb, a three-story building beside the storehouse will also be redeveloped to provide more space for the archives, as well as a merchandise store and employee hub. The building will remain open for business while the revamp is taking place. 98 FM, first for Dublin News.
On the way, 98 FM Sports. At five, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. The proposed route that Dublin's first ever underground public transport service will take has been revealed. Metrolink should open in 2027, carrying 30,000 passengers an hour in each direction. 98FM's Juliet Gash has been to find out more.
It's underground from Charleston Station through just north of the airport. Then it runs on an elevated structure around the Swords Bypass onto Estuary Station.
Aidan Foley from Transport Infrastructure Ireland is project director for Metrolink, which will run mainly underground, linking Swords to Dublin Airport and then through the city centre to Charlemont, at which point we'll take over the Lewis Green Line south to Sandyford. This is the preferred route, but there'll be at least seven public meetings starting next week where locals can have their say and learn how it affects them. Na Fianna GAA Club and Home Farm Football Club will both be affected during construction, while Aidan Foley says around 100 properties will also be affected in Glasnevin, Tara Street and Charlemont.
But it's very difficult to finalise that, and in fact the route may change depending on this feedback we get from various stakeholders and affected property owners along the route.
Graham McQueen from Dublin Chamber of Commerce says the project is welcome, but long overdue.
Let's make it work. Let's get work started as soon as possible and finish it as soon as possible.
98 FM, first for Dublin News.
Families left homeless after a large fire in Ballymun have been told it could be 6 months before they can move back in.
I lost everything, all my clothes, furniture, everything.
I don't have any other clothes. She doesn't have any other clothes.
We have kids and all, and we are just homeless.
Around 200 people managed to escape uninjured when fire tore through the top five floors of the high-rise Metro Hotel and apartment block last night. Chief Fire Officer Patrick Fleming says they're looking at how the blaze spread from the 13th floor down to the 10th.
In a fire like this, a lot of debris comes off. Windows break and they shatter, and they will actually, you know, allow flame, will say, out first of all, but also will allow debris and embers to fall to the ground.
Transport officials have admitted they're concerned that Lewis doors have been opening on the wrong side of the tram. There have been a number of reports from passengers that doors on Green Line carriages have been opening on the side of oncoming traffic or trams travelling in the opposite direction. Anne Graham is with the National Transport Authority.
Obviously that's of concern, and concern to the Transdev as well, and they are making sure that drivers are trained and making sure and alerting them again to make sure that they open doors on the right side of the stations.
The Pope is being urged to call for an end to the Hutch-Kinahan feud when he visits Dublin this year. Pope Francis is already rumoured to be visiting the Capuchin Day Centre as part of his trip. 98FM's Aideen Finnegan reports.
Yesterday, Pope Francis confirmed he's coming to Dublin to attend the World Meeting of Families at Croke Park in August. His reps have reportedly visited the Capuchin Day Centre in Smithfield to make preparations for the pontiff to meet Brother Kevin Cranley while he's here. Inner City Councillor Christy Burke praised the Pope can fit in a few more stops.
On his way up Shamrock Dermot Street to stop and lay a wreath at the convent, the Magdalene Laundry in Shamrock Dermot Street, and also then to visit the tomb of Matt Talbot in Our Lady of Lourdes Church.
Councillor Burke is also hoping the pontiff could appeal to both sides in the Hutch-Kinahan feud to end the bloodshed.
And maybe meet mothers or grandmothers on both sides and have a 10 or 15 minute talk with them. Most Irish men and women will always do what mammy or granny asked them.
He hasn't quite got 10 commandments, but the to-do list for the Pope is growing.
And I would also like to see him visit the South in our city.
Discussing the idea on 98FM's Dublin Talks, not every caller is so sure about it.
Listen, I have loads of time for you, pal, but this time now I think you're on happy pills, Christy.
Councillor Burke says he hopes to have a word with fellow Dub Archbishop Dermot Martin, who might be able to put in a good word. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
A planned build Dublin's tallest building has been refused permission. Planning authorities say the 22-storey hotel at Tara Street would spoil views of the Custom House. And RTE star Dermot Bannon has put his Drumcondra home up for sale. But is there room to improve? 98FM's Trish Lafferty has more.
Every Sunday night, Dermot Bannon comes into our living rooms, but now it's our turn to go into his.
But I'm dying to see the inside of the house.
The Starkitect, who makes over other people's homes, is planning some domestic upheaval of his own. He's selling his three-bed house, complete with extension to the rear. It's described as a simply beautiful family home.
The house kind of has notions about itself.
The Drumcondra pad will set you back a cool €649,000.
Wow. The place looks great.
But you can be the judge of that. Check it out for yourself on 98fm.com.
You're up to date on 98.